Generally dry, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Thursday, high again near 80, at least partly sunny. And then scattered showers come in Thursday night into Friday as a cold front moves through the state. Friday's high temperature back to the upper 50s, then cool sunshine, upper 50s on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a man's body was found Sunday night. It was found in the 1900 block of Rigby Street around 7 o'clock Sunday night. Police say the man had been shot. His identity has not been released. A Montgomery police officer was injured while helping solve an argument at an apartment complex off Woodmere Boulevard. They say the argument turned physical and the officer suffered a minor injury. Charges are pending against the tenants, who were taken into custody. And Alabama State University begins its 119th Founders Week celebrations today. Students and officials from ASU will read to students in Montgomery to kick off the celebration. There's a celebration of service on Thursday, and the Founders Convocation is this Friday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
More national leaders called for Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to resign over a racist picture that appeared on his 1984 medical school yearbook page.
A White House source has leaked nearly every day of the president's private schedule. Almost 60% of the president's workday is dedicated to unstructured executive time.
Heavy rain and flood alerts in Southern California. Powerful storms triggering landslides.
The president has a lot more to worry about than just the Russia probe. One of them is looking into possible misuse of funds by his inaugural committee.
A famous soap opera star has died. Los Angeles police called to the home of Christoph St. John Sunday, where they found the actor's body.
Measles state of emergency is growing and hot spots flaring up across the country.
Adam Levine is responding to critics of the Super Bowl halftime show. The Maroon 5 frontman, whose shirtless performance was ridiculed by many on social media, posted a note on Instagram expressing gratitude for making our dreams possible and then adding, "We thank our critics for always pushing us to do better."
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 83 points, and the temperature outside is a gorgeous, and you don't hear this very often, on February the 5th, 73 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are you doing on this gorgeous day? Did you put the top down?
Oh, absolutely. All morning riding around, I had the top down. It's a great day.
It really is. I sat out and had coffee out on the deck, and man, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Got a lot of things done this morning. So
I like that. I like that a lot. Let's see, 272-9228, first-time caller, essentially, Joey. The producer, no, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in the gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there. Yep. That's what happens. Let's bring in our first caller, Charlie. Charlie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing this morning?
I am very good.
Good. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
With all the chaos and all the political chaos that's going around and all like that, men and wife, you know, we're in our mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's your opinion as far as we're looking at doing some investment in some gold and silver, and what is your overall opinion in that?
That's a great question. It's now I cannot give financial advice over the air, but what I can tell you is the purpose of it is gold and silver are what are called panic investments and inflation hedges. So if you think that there is a panic ensuing or you think rapid inflation is going to happen, then what people will do is they'll put a percentage of their portfolio in gold or gold-type securities. Now, there are several ways you can own that. You can actually own the bullion. You can go to a coin person. You can get an actual St. Gaudens gold coin, or you can get the newly minted. The older ones have an intrinsic value to it. But you can actually own the gold. You can actually put it in IRA accounts now. Also, the federal government has allowed that.
Well, are those secure?
They are. Well, what happens is a gold coin that is minted is you're by having it minted, you're certifying that it's gold and it's 1 ounce of gold, like the St. Gaudens. So you can go to a coin. There's one on the Atlanta Highway, off Atlanta Highway, and you can go in and buy, you know, a couple of gold coins. You can buy the dimes, the quarters, the $10 pieces that happen, and then you can also own silver and the old silver dollars like we had when we were kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I was wondering if, you know, dealing with one of these gold, some of these companies that sell gold, you know.
Yeah, like you see on TV.
Yeah, really. And I was wondering if that was the best way to go, or it would be to...
That's a good way to go. It's not cheap, and if you do silver, you can actually go get the old silver coins that are pre-minted before 1964, if my memory serves me correctly. And they're basically silver, but they're not... They don't have a numismatic value to it. It's just a coin that can be kind of beat up. But that's another way of doing it, too.
Do you have, let me ask you this, maybe you can give it to me on the phone, I don't know, do you have an office, do you take clients to come in and talk to you about this, or what do you,
they don't,
you know, being a financial advisor?
My advice world is not limited to gold coins. If I'm going to talk to somebody, I'm going to talk to them about the kind of the whole package and how to, you know, if they're concerned about a stock market going haywire, what we do to protect that.
Well, it's something, you know, when you say a panic thing, it's not a panic situation that we're looking at. We're just looking at putting something, you know, putting what we've worked all of our life into something that is more secure, that we don't have to worry about losing or the best route to take, you know, just to secure or down the road as we get older.
Well, I'll tell you something, that at 60 years old, you're a financial young man because you have plenty of time in front of you. And
I'm not 60.
I'm sorry?
I say I'm not 60, Dan. I wish I was.
How old are you? 64. Okay. You and I are same age then. You're still financially a young person. You don't, what you don't want to have happen is you don't want to put your investments in things that are so, quote, secure that inflation comes out and eats it up. And you and I both remember that time from 1978 to 1982 where you had interest rates at for houses at 18% and 21%.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened is if you had a stagnant investment, inflation just ate it up.
Yep.
So if you had something that was worth buying power of $1,000 in 1977 and you tried to buy something in 1981, you couldn't buy as much as you could in 1977 that you or when you were buying in 1981.
That's correct.
So what you want, basically what you want, Charlie, is a diversified portfolio that's going to get to where you want to where you want your money to take you. I'm not scared of the stock market. Matter of fact, I think you may see something pretty bold happen in the stock market over the next, say, 4 or 5 years. But what you want to do is you want to plan ahead. That's the whole key.
Well, that's what we're looking at because, I mean, you know, we're looking at, all the stuff that's coming up with the elections in 2020 and only God knows what's going to happen. Hope nothing terrible, terribly wrong takes place. But we just want to be prepared like any individual would want to be, And so I told my wife, I said, Dan, he's pretty sharp. I said,
I don't know about that.
I give him a call and just see. So it's you look more on the diversification of your funds or your portfolio and just sticking it all into like gold or whatever.
Right. What you want to use is asset allocation is the way to do it. And there are a couple of approaches you can do. One is called dollar cost averaging, which is something I am doing right now. But you want to have a diversified portfolio that has a makeup of alternative investments, which are things like you're talking about. And usually models will spit out an alternative investment percentage in there and kind of tell you how to do that. And there are tons of ways of doing it. You can take physical possession of the metal. You can own mining stocks. You can own gold ETFs. I mean, there are a lot of ways of owning those type of things.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate your advice.
My pleasure.
I totally enjoy listening to you guys, and I get a lot of good information.
Well, that's what we try to do.
That's right. That's what you're there for. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Newstar 93.1, sorry for the financial thing there. We're going to be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This just in, Alabama Attorney General rules the Hoover police officer justified in shooting at Galloway Mall.
We'll stay tuned for a potential fallout from that.
Oh, yeah. They're probably gathering the troops as we speak. Man, let me hit my verify all button here. Man, a lot going on out here. Let me start out with Catherine Harris. She's got several interesting reports here. The other one, yeah, the Mueller, Manafort and Mueller. This is from 2 days ago, actually.
Today, a sealed hearing, which is not open to the public, is scheduled for Manafort's legal team and special counsel attorneys. They are expected to clash over whether the president's former campaign chairman lied repeatedly to investigators and violated his plea agreement. A short time ago here in Washington, Manafort's legal team, including lead attorney Kevin Downing, arrived at the district court. There are five main areas of disagreement outlined in heavily redacted court filings. They include alleged contact with the White House by Manafort, a wire transfer, and witness tampering. In his pre-Super Bowl interview, President Trump was noncommittal about making the special counsel report public. Mr. Trump pointed to the congressional testimony of his nominee to lead the Justice Department, William Barr, who told lawmakers that under the regulations, the report is confidential and submitted to the Attorney General. That's the one who decides how much is revealed publicly and sent to Congress.
Totally up to the attorney.
But what do you want them to do?
Even the Mueller report said it had nothing to do with the campaign. When you look at some of the people and the events, it had nothing to do.
You wouldn't have a problem if it became public.
Excuse me. That's up to the attorney general. I don't know. It depends. I have no idea what it's going to say.
A separate development, Fox News has confirmed new details of recent congressional closed-door testimony. The Justice Department official Bruce Orr and now special counsel lead attorney Andrew Weissman were in contact 4 months before the presidential election over the anti-Trump dossier. Orr testified that he met with Weissman in August of 2016 to share information from the former British spy Christopher Steele and specific information related to Russian election interference. This date is important because it significantly moves up the timeline, with Orr and other FBI and Justice Department officials going outside standard operating procedures in an investigation.
Interesting. So some names in there that have been kind of circulating around. So now we're going to get into Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's wife, who worked for Fusion GPS, who also, we now find out, was doing a opposition research on Trump family members. including Eric, Donald, Ivanka, and Melania. Listen in to this, boys and girls.
Some stunning new information about Nellie Orr's work for Fusion GPS. A source telling Fox News, Orr testified last year that she did opposition research on the First Lady, Melania Trump, and all of the Trump children. This just days after we learned that Orr and her husband Bruce, a Justice Department official, met with the author of that anti-Trump dossier in July 2016, contradicting Democratic claims that significant contacts did not occur until after the election. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is here from Washington. What we love to get from Catherine is that context to put to give us some perspective.
Source familiar with the closed-door testimony confirms to Fox News that Nellie Orr told House investigators that she was tasked with doing opposition research during the 2016 campaign on Melania Trump as well as the president's children. Last October on Capitol Hill, Orr confirmed that the tasking came from Fusion GPS, the same opposition research firm that was paid by the DNC and Clinton campaign for the unverified Trump dossier that was later used to secure a surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide. Quote, as I recall, I did some research on all of them, but not into much depth, Orr said. Question, how about Donald Trump Jr.? Did you do more in-depth research on Donald Trump Jr. than some of the others? Or, I'm afraid it was relatively superficial. I looked into some of his travels. Ivanka Trump? I looked into some of her travels. The goal was to see whether they were involved in dealings and transactions with people who had any suspicious past. The congressional testimony also revealed a July 30th, 2016 breakfast meeting here in Washington, D.C. at the Mayflower Hotel with Nellie Orr, her husband, Justice Department official Bruce Orr, and former British spy Christopher Steele, who researched the dossier, and one of Steele's business associates. Almost immediately after, Bruce Orr went to senior FBI and Justice Department officials about Steele's dossier work. On Tucker Carlson last night, the ranking Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, who investigated the Orrs and the dossier, said he wants the next attorney general to also investigate.
I think until there's a new AG that gets in there and starts to clean this place up, I think it's going to be tough for the American people to have confidence in what's happening.
I agree.
And here's the context. The Orrs really are like the connective tissue in this whole surveillance abuse allegation, that the connective tissue between Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, the British spy Christopher Steele, the dossier, and then on the other hand, FBI and senior Justice Department officials. We asked Nellie Orr's attorney if he wanted to provide comment or context for our reporting, but there was no response.
Okay, so Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, and Steele meet at the Mayflower, which is down the street from where Fusion GPS is. Hotel I used to frequent a lot, great bar. Bars. And so then Bruce Orr goes back to DOJ and then meeting with people who later on become part of the Mueller team. This is like too cute by half. Now, I'm sure you heard all this on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSNBC.
Yeah.
Catherine Herridge is really good at what she does.
Is. She really is.
She is the one that has really carried the water on this. So let's go to a break. Because Mueller has subpoenaed the Trump Inaugural Committee. Whoops. Gonna be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to break free.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it.
Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Delayed a week because of the partial government shutdown, President Trump delivers his State of the Union address to Congress this evening.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News the president will focus on unity in his address. As for whether he plans to declare a national emergency in an effort to secure border money, Sanders said,
"The president's going to do whatever it takes to make sure he fulfills his duty to protect this country."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hopes to hear from the president on infrastructure and lowering prescription drug prices. The Democratic response will come from Stacey Abrams, who narrowly lost Georgia's race for governor.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Another victory parade in the streets of Boston. New England Patriots and their fans celebrating the team's sixth Super Bowl title, three in the last 5 years. It's only been about 3 months since the Boston Red Sox had their World Series championship parade there. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Winter is on hold for a few more days. Today, very mild. Today, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Risk of a few stray showers. High temperature up to about 74. Unusually warm overnight tonight. Warmer than we normally get during the daytime hours in February. Our low temperature is 62. Tomorrow, a few sun breaks, perhaps. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Generally dry. High in the upper 70s to around 80. Thursday, high again near 80. At least partly sunny. And then scattered showers come in Thursday night into Friday as a cold front moves through the state. Friday's high temperature back to the upper 50s, then cool sunshine upper 50s on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah, that's where we are. Man, what a gorgeous day. Okay, let's do this next piece here from Catherine Herridge, who is, Joe and I were just saying, an excellent reporter. She is, she's been right in the wheelhouse and all this stuff. So Mueller is doing... in a subpoena to the Trump Inaugural Committee, let's listen in and talk.
A spokesperson for the Presidential Inaugural Committee issued a brief statement late last night to reporters about an inquiry from New York prosecutors and a request for documents. Quote, "We have just received a subpoena for documents. While we are still reviewing the subpoena, it is our intention to cooperate with the inquiry." According to the Wall Street Journal that first reported on the subpoena, prosecutors are seeking documents related to inaugural committee donors and vendors and any benefits they may have received after making their contributions. Another key investigation thread examines whether donations were made by foreign nationals. The inaugural committee raised $107 million for events to celebrate the inauguration. Any contributions in exchange for political favors could be a violation of corruption laws. Meantime, the Journal reports the inaugural committee investigation grew out of the Michael Cohen case. The president's former personal attorney who pled guilty to lying to Congress, that charge was brought by the special counsel Robert Mueller over statements to lawmakers Cohen made about a 2016 Trump Tower Moscow real estate project. Also, a separate case was brought by New York prosecutors against Cohen over hush money payments and tax evasion. Meantime, Cohen's appearance here on Capitol Hill and the ground rules remain in flux for later this week. The president and White House have distanced themselves from Cohen, with officials emphasizing the Moscow Tower project never went forward, Bill.
So, somebody had to sign off on that.
Yeah.
Because that's out of the scope. Because the inaugural would be post-election. And if you're talking about an election collusion. So, are they looking for multinationals and foreign companies, countries that have donated to the inaugural committee?
That isn't regulated in the same way as donating to a campaign.
Not at all.
Right.
Not at all. And you have people from foreign countries that come to inaugurals.
Right.
You have people that are part of the diplomatic corps that want to come to the inaugural.
And I've seen stories in the past that, you know, it could be a lot of, say, Saudi princes or whatever country might have stayed at, like, Trump properties or something in D.C. proper. I mean, it's very plausible, and I don't know how improper necessarily it would be if, say, a foreign national wanted to be at the inauguration and said,
there were foreign nationals at our inauguration in 1980 and 84.
There were?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so say they wanted a good seat or wanted good accommodations, here's some money to make the thing go off well.
Well, what you do is you go buy tickets.
Right.
So I don't know if you're selling a ticket to an inaugural ball and or a gala dinner, why that would be a problem. Unless on the other side, you do get sponsors and people donate. So we had donations from Chrysler, for example. Lee Iacocca was pretty big with us and all sorts of things like that. We had Boeing. We had some big Texas players like Trammell Crow and people like that who donated millions, literally. And ours wasn't nearly as expensive as his was. So, let's go to Craig, see what's on his mind. Hey, Craig, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on the Tuesday.
Hi, Dan. Joe, how are y'all doing today, buddy?
Very good. And you?
Dan, I just had a friend of mine, I don't really have any comments, had some breaking news. He just saw on the TV where the Attorney General has decided that the police officer that shot the guy in the mall in Birmingham is innocent.
Yeah, I know we announced that a little while ago.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know. I hadn't listened to y'all's show, so I didn't know if you had made
it. Oh, you're not listening to my show? Come on. What's wrong with you?
I've been in and out. But anyway, I enjoy y'all, and I just want to let you know. I didn't know you'd heard.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, again, the breaking news here is that the police officers were not found guilty of anything in the Galleria Mall shooting of the young man, Bradford, I believe his last name was, who was the son of a police officer from Birmingham PD, and had a weapon out and exposed, and so shot him. We don't know what the situation was right before that. So this inaugural committee thing is kind of interesting. And who signed on? Did Whitaker sign off on this? Because he has oversight of Mueller. Or did Rosenstein? And I was surprised that Catherine Harris didn't mention that in her report. She normally gets down to that kind of detail in here. But this just broke this morning, so maybe it's too fresh, and we'll see something more on it a little bit later on. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. He is getting, Mueller's really getting desperate, going beyond the election and all this. It, to me, it just is it's an obvious sign as to how little there is going on. And as smart as Donald Trump is, I just don't see him making any stupid mistake like that. Maybe people around him have, but when you're digging into stuff like that, it's limitless, isn't it, Dan?
Yeah, and this is what bothers me. This is what's totally has bothered me is that all of a sudden we're kind of we get into a new area. So you're doing, you know, Trump campaign. Now you're doing Trump inaugural. You've been doing kind of Trump administration. So, when does this end? When does it end?
Well, it really doesn't end. There's no intention of it. And I think Donald Trump's prepared to be investigated the whole time he's in office. And, you know, they did that with Bill Clinton, too. So, I don't know. I just keep seeing this as payback from many years ago. But Donald Trump's approval rating at 48% is fantastic. It's a big problem for these guys. And this morning on CBS...
You're quoting the Rasmussen one, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, keep going.
Is that not correct?
No, it's different. I mean, Gallup has got him down in 38, and Rasmussen has him as the highest one.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I'll take the highest one.
Of course you will.
Any day. Yes, of course, because I'm a Trump supporter. And this white man bashing on this CBS this morning was amazing. Even down to the point that single men smell more. Did you see this part of the CBS this morning?
No, give me that again. I didn't see that.
They said there's a survey done. Of course, they do so many surveys that are worth anything. Single men, because they have more testosterone smell.
Testosterone.
And that's indicated that that's bad.
I'm not going to deny my musk, but it's bad.
Well, that's... Hey, man, it's called nature.
Musk.
Nature. It's called nature. That's how people, that's pheromones, that's how nature operates. Of course, you know, Jane Clayton and all, whatever her name, Scarecrow, does not understand that. And they're constantly bashing white men. This was men in general, but they said, you know, men smell better after they get in a relationship because their testosterone drops. Well, I guess mine didn't drop because I got divorced twice. I got rid of it. John Dickerson's sitting there, and we know already that he has no testosterone because I would have spoken up. Of course, I don't belong on that news board. I'll be going, hey, wait a minute, ladies. Let's chill it on the white boys or the boys in general. So their intention is to drive down males, single males, as much as possible, and especially white males. I've never felt so alone in my life. You know, I ain't never been singled out like this by a large group of people that dislike me for no reason but other than being a white male. It's bizarre. I'm sure I am looking forward to Donald Trump's speech tonight.
I am too. I wish it was a little earlier, but...
What time is it? Is it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock our time.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be listening, guys. Thanks again. Great to hear you.
Enjoy this pretty day.
I will.
Wait, do you actually have to put a ring on it? Do you actually have to be steady and official? I mean, what constitutes single? Are you that side of a bachelor that you have one light bulb you carry from room to room and screw in? Should I start rubbing my back on corners of rooms like a bear marking its territory? I don't know. Like, what is... I think that story's hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. 272-9228. Let's do this. Let's do, since you mentioned the State of the Union address, let's do the background of the State of the Union address.
Tonight, President Trump will travel to Capitol Hill for his second official State of the Union address. The speech fulfills the constitutional requirement that the president, from time to time, give to the Congress information of the State of the Union. Over two centuries, that simple mandate evolved from a written report into an annual primetime address. Part laundry list of policy proposals, part theatrical performance, and always an odd display of applause and silence.
Mr. Speaker.
Madam Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
For decades, those words have marked the beginning of presidential speeches with a recurring theme.
I am pleased to report the state of our union is stronger than a year ago.
George Washington delivered the first annual address in 1790, referring to the gentlemen of the Senate and House, because that's all there were, gentlemen.
Jefferson thought the show too kingly, so he kicked off a century of submitting the address in writing.
The president sat at his typewriter.
That ended in 1913 when Woodrow Wilson revived the tradition of the in-person speech. And more than two decades later, Franklin Delano Roosevelt helped solidify the name.
The chief executive visits the Congress to speak on the State of the Union.
One of my favorites is that, particularly in the Reagan era, the guy who is the sergeant of arms, and he's the one that walks out in front of the president. He goes, Mr. Speaker, I present to you the president of the United States. And he had the best voice, the best voice. And I did his first and second State of the Union, so it was all new to me. I've seen it on television, but being there is a whole different ballgame.
Sure.
You meet in a room that is in the Capitol that is half of it's on the Senate side and half of it is on the House side. The table literally is cut in half. So the senators can sit on their side and the House members can sit on theirs. And I remember when we did the walkthrough and I had the Sergeant of Arms do the Mr. Speaker. I was going like, this is going to be great. Reagan is going to love that. He's going to absolutely love it. So let's continue on here with the background on the State of the Union from one of our least favorite presidents, Wilson.
In 1965, mired in the Vietnam War, Lyndon Johnson moved the speech to prime time to try to persuade a larger audience.
We are strong, and we have proven our resolve.
And during the 1982 address, Ronald Reagan added the latest innovation by highlighting his presidential guests.
We saw the heroism of one of our young government employees, Lenny Skutnik.
Occasionally, the evening produces an enduring line.
An axis of evil.
The era of big government is over.
But more often, it's a marathon of proposals and promises and big aspirations.
And tonight, I am announcing.
I ask you to support this initiative.
In 2 weeks, I will send you a budget.
But this time is different.
After a 35-day partial government shutdown delayed his speech, President Trump has promised to strike a healing tone.
I really think it's going to be a speech that's going to cover a lot of territory, but part of it's going to be unity.
But he hasn't sounded very unifying lately.
You have people dying all over the country because of people like Nancy Pelosi. She's doing a terrible disservice to our country.
It's more than likely that the country's divisions could again be on display. This night used to be a time to capitalize on the presidential megaphone, but for a president in a state of constant communication, his future tweets are likely to supersede his formal remarks. Still, tens of millions of Americans are likely to tune in, and for a president who likes a big audience and who likes to break the rules, anything could happen.
Anything can happen. And when we did the Skutnik thing of the Air Florida Flight 14, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It's funny because we had to readjust the cameras in the house because you have two cameras that are on each side. It's basically a big U up and up stair side. And they didn't have the ability to turn the camera towards the middle box. Because the camera, you've got to remember, in 1982, they still had these big cameras. They didn't have the ENG stuff.
The huge TV camera, classic kind of look.
Yeah, not like the oldie type stuff, but not the more modern ENG, electronic news gathering on your shoulder stuff. So they had to move the cameras so they could turn, and the cameraman could still be behind it, and then they could go shoot the First Lady's box that was out there. It normally is not done like that. It's normally done from a side shot versus the where you get more of a head on. And we weren't, Republicans weren't in control, but the people with C-SPAN and the folks there were so excited about having someone like Reagan doing a State of the Union that anything we would have asked them for, they would have done. Because they were so excited that they had somebody who could talk television with them and basically show their wares and show all the good stuff that's happening out there. It really was remarkable what happened with that. And since I was a kind of the TV guy, I got to go do it. News Talk 93.1. Darren Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
I've been all alone. I was hypnotized. I felt paralyzed. But they died.
Dan Morris Show.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279228, that's where we are. So let's go to Nancy Cordes, who's going to be talking about the State of the Union. Let's see what she's going to have to say about it. They've got a lot of the different guests. We're going to be getting to the guests. They're going to have air traffic control, air traffic controllers that the Democrats are going to invite because they didn't get paid and they worked, and I'm not sure how that's going to be handling. It's kind of a hodgepodge here. So, but let's listen in on Nancy Cordes talking about the State of the Union.
Nancy Cordes is inside the U.S. Capitol where the president is set to deliver tonight's speech. Nancy, good morning. These are about substance, but it's also many are judged sort of by the style with which this whole thing is carried out. And something's going to look different this year. A woman will be seated right behind the president, Nancy Pelosi. Tell us what you're expecting tonight.
That's right. A symbol of divided government. This is going to be the president's first State of the Union before a House led by Democrats. There are going to be a lot more Democrats out there in the audience than there were when he gave this speech a year ago. So a lot more people sitting on their hands. And he says that he's going to strike a note of unity tonight. And for all the pomp and circumstance, he knows that the rest of the week, Democrats are devoting to launching a host of investigations into him, into his administration. They're going to be looking at his tax returns, looking at the child separation policy, other controversies. So, yes, there will be some glad handing tonight and people showing their respect, but it's not going to last very long.
Not going to last very long. That's the kind of fatalistic prediction there, wouldn't you say?
Maybe wishful thinking.
Yeah. So Nancy Cordes is going to be going over the guest, and then she's going to be talking about negotiations here on the subject of, well, you guess.
We just did a piece about the invited guests for the White House and the Congress. Are you reading anything into that on either side?
Oh, yes. Both sides definitely trying to send a message. Just look who's going to be in the First Lady's box tonight, Gail. She has invited family members of an elderly couple that was killed allegedly by an undocumented immigrant. Clearly, that meant to send a message. She's also invited a six-year-old boy who has been bullied. We know that bullying is one of her signature issues. And the first prisoner released by the First Step Act, a criminal justice reform bill that was supported by a lot of folks from both parties. So a bipartisan note there. Democrats, on the other hand, many of them inviting government workers who were affected by the government shutdown, either furloughed or went without pay for 5 weeks, air traffic controllers and the like, sending a not so subtle message that they think that the first shutdown was damaging and urging the president not to allow another one to happen in 10 days.
And we could see another one happen if a deal is not put together, Nancy, before the 15th. Any signs that that could happen?
Well, you know, they're making progress, and if it was just up to these 17 lawmakers, this really wouldn't be a problem. There's a lot of bipartisan agreement when it comes to border security measures, and these are appropriators. They do this for a living, find agreements to fund the government. But the problem here is that what they come up with has to pass muster with the president, and no one is quite sure what he will accept. So that is a real wild card.
So they've only met one time, the Joint Committee. One time. Now, Shelby said yesterday, and then I got a news release on it, that they're going to have Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security, and the experts testify before this committee that's going to be talking about what they think we need and where they need it. And I'm wondering how the Democrats are going to handle that, because some of these Democrats are starting to kind of break away a little bit. They've softened their tone. They actually had a Democrat female on Fox last night, and she was saying, "Yeah, I'm for border. I'm for security. I'm for any barrier and all the things above." So that's a change in the right direction. Allegedly, Nancy Pelosi has said that whatever the committee comes up with and goes out of committee, that she will bring to the floor of the House. Now, that may be because of Nina Lowry, I think it is, who's heading the Democrat side of the House discussion here. She may be under orders to stop everything. She said she was open to anything. Anything that made sense is what she said. But then Nancy Pelosi came out and said, no. So we'll see what happens in the proverbial fullness of time. Dan Morris Show, News on 93.1. Dan Morris will be back with Joey Clark right after this.
You got a bloody right to say.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You got a bloody right.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada.